Buying ecstasy is a bargain in some parts of North Carolina. A recent study from Michigan State University stated the average rate for it is less than $4 per tablet in Raleigh and Greensboro, among the cheapest rates in the United States. Because the rates are so low there, the market could expand eastward and into eastern North Carolina. Chris Thomas has more.
Professor Siddharth Chindra of Michigan State University worked with the National Drug Intelligence Center on a series of studies tracking the average price of several narcotics, including ecstasy, a synthetic drug that heightens the senses and causes a short-term surge of dopamine and serotonin levels. According to his findings, the average wholesale price of the drug is $3.50 in two North Carolina towns and $4.75 in South Carolina's capital, Columbia.
And that suggested to us that the Carolinas may be a hot spot for the trafficking of ecstasy as well.
Chindra, an economist, paired probable city-to-city links for ecstasy manufacturing and marketing. His three-year-long study found areas that produce ecstasy tend to have lower prices. Other hot spots are near the Canadian and Mexican border, where ecstasy is also sold at a lower cost.
The drug is very cheap. It's unusually cheap there compared to what it costs in surrounding states and surrounding cities.
Chindra's study focused primarily on ecstasy's prices across the nation, but believes location is still a primary factor.
The Carolinas are probably a point of origin within the United States for the drug, and this raises the question about whether it's a landing point for the drug coming in from overseas, or whether, and we know that ecstasy is a synthetic drug, whether it is being manufactured in that region.
Either is possible. A key ingredient to most varieties of ecstasy, also known as MDMA, is oil from sassafras plants, native to North Carolina, or a replication of it.
We do know that certain countries in Western Europe are major exporters of this drug into the United States. So it could very well be that these are, you know, shipments of the drug are coming into ports in the Carolinas. And so the first cities where we see them, and we see them selling at a really low price, are the ones that are, you know, a few, maybe tens or hundreds of miles away from those port locations.
It's coming into areas like Raleigh and Greensboro, but down the road, those markets may become saturated, and traffickers may expand into eastern North Carolina as a potential market. If that happened, it wouldn't be the first time the region had a strong MDMA presence. Local law enforcement officials say it had its heyday in the early 2000s in its ubiquitous pill form.
It was pretty popular up till probably about 2009, 2010.
Major Chris Thomas of the Onslow County Sheriff's Office.
Well, it's kind of dropped off substantially since that time frame. We don't get it near as much as we used to. Now we probably get the powder form, which is referred to as Molly, more often than we do the ecstasy pills now.
Ecstasy fetches $25 per pill in eastern North Carolina, according to Major Thomas. Higher prices may indicate scarcity and a wide gap between the region and the apparent manufacturing hubs in the Triangle and Triad. Molly, a more potent MDMA substance, demands a higher price, and it's purchased by the gram.
This usually runs between $80 and $100 a gram.
Eastern North Carolina's struggles with methamphetamines and heroin are rampant, well-known, and much higher on priority lists for local vice squads. Ecstasy is more prevalent in larger cities, where underground music and art scenes thrive. Isaac, a Swansboro native, knows that personally.
Once I moved to Atlanta, became friends with some people who recommended I only do it maybe once every other week just to preserve my chemical balances in my brain. Once every other week, slowly turned to like once a week, and then I had to stop because it was getting too much.
But Isaac got his first taste of MDMA while living in the region. On a camping trip with friends soon after high school, he said there wasn't much else to do in the small community on the Onslow-Carteret County line.
Well, there's sports, I guess, and then drinking. I mean, being so close to the beach, one of the major pastimes was to just go out on the beach and sit under the sun all day and have a few beers and just kind of relax, but you know, do that every single day.
Isaac says he hasn't taken ecstasy in about 4 years, in part because the habit became too expensive. He said he spent $20 per week on ecstasy at $10 a tab.
Plus, I moved back, and the availability was much lower in Swansboro.
Data from Chindra didn't include more rural areas of the nation, like eastern North Carolina, but he warns economically depressed areas are more vulnerable to drug trafficking.
for some people, unfortunately, the production of an illegal drug becomes the economic opportunity, right? And that's one reason why sometimes we find, you know, meth labs, and meth is a substance that's closely related to ecstasy, we find them in areas that are economically depressed. So I think there's an economic angle as well, and to the extent that we can, you know, try to counter these phenomena by you know, seeding economic growth or providing opportunities to populations in these areas, I think we could do a lot to combat these epidemics.
He believes seeding economic growth and expanding opportunities to economically disadvantaged areas are an effective way to keep black markets closed. I'm Chris Thomas.